This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kat Farmer. Sorry. I didn't... Are you really?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I was trying to do something different. That didn't clearly work, did it?
What the hell was that? Right, and I'm Marianne. We've only had one glass. And I'm Marianne Jones. And this has been there, done that. Got the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Anyway,
crack on.
This week, I've been there, done that, and I've been to presenting school. No, I haven't. I've been looking at booking holidays, Marianne.
Oh, that's a first for you.
Yeah, rude. Do you know what? I have, so as we record this.
You just come back from one and you're booking one? Because you've not had one.
I haven't been on holiday. So, Marianne, I can hear the sigh. As this goes out, I think when this goes out, I am actually away.
Yeah. Which is why we're doing about 28 podcasts in one week.
I'm working. So basically, I'm working, but I have tacked on.
That's going on your gravestone. I'm working.
One half. I'm working, but I have tacked. I did tack 2 days onto the end. Well, I ended up in Lanzarote, so I've never been to Lanzarote. Can I just say, though, we haven't actually got there yet, so it might be, if it rains, it serves me right.
Well, Lanzarote's got, is tarnished with that kind of, you know, cheap and cheerful brush, hence Lanzarote. But it's got many, many, many nice places.
I'm very excited. I didn't book it, my friend booked it, and so we're going to stay in what looks like the most beautiful hotel for 2 days. I'm literally going to lie on the beach. If I have to lie on the beach in my coat, I don't care.
I'm still doing it.
If it rains, I'm on the beach. But it's given me the rest of the year. Suddenly now it's March. It's middle of March.
I know.
How is it the middle of March? Easter is in like a sniff.
Well, Easter's very early and then basically it's summer, isn't it?
This is it. And I've got, so all my kids are break up all really early this year. Because I got one at boarding, one at uni, they break up in about
June sometime.
May. And I've got one doing exams. Yeah.
Oh, this is your opportunity to get cheap family son.
I know. So we were discussing, either Iceland, which...
Oh, that's sunny.
No, it's not sunny, is it? And that's the thing. And actually, they're all sort of, you know, no, it's not sunny. It's not sunny at all. And so I did sort of think, do you want to do that? I said, oh, do you want to go somewhere really sunny? And... it was the majority said somewhere sunny.
Does that mean you?
No, I don't count. I don't have a major shareholder stake in the vote.
Of course you do. No. The one paying.
Well, yeah. Anyway, no. So I just said, you know what? So I'm going to, that's what I'm doing when I get back from my work holiday. And I'm also, I went to Italy last year and loved it. Just 4 days because you can get warm. So I'm doing that as well in April. I'm looking to go to Sicily.
Yeah, which is near my motherland of Malta.
Well, that did also come up, actually.
Malta. If you go to Valletta, I can highly recommend a beautiful, beautiful hotel called the Iniala.
Do they have nice beaches, though?
That means no. Valletta, I wouldn't say, it depends what you like from a beach. I mean, harbour front is absolutely stunning. You probably need to go somewhere with a pool, actually, which when I went to the Iniala, it hadn't got a pool. I don't know if they were building one. But there are plenty of places with very nice pools, with lovely sea views.
I will look at that. I will consider that for next year.
All right.
But this year, no, I'm going to Sicily. Well, Sicily. I just don't want to go somewhere that I've not been before. Oh, dear God. Sicily's off the table, peeps. Where else can I go where there is no song about it?
Okay. Well, it's Bloody Godfather, isn't it?
Sure, I did want to go. I really wanted to go, but it's too far. I'm going to go for 4 days. I can't believe I'm going to say this because this is a song, an opportunity.
Oh, come on. Line it up.
Oh, dear God. Okay, can I apologise now? If I say it really quickly, she might not hear. Cuba.
Cuba. I don't know the rest. Love it. Cuba, yeah. I would love to go
to. I've not been to Cuba for almost 30 years.
We've been to Mexico.
No.
I want to go to Mexico. Oh, so many places I want to go to. But handily enough, we're going to be doing bucket list after this, aren't we?
Oh, my gosh, yes, let's do this.
Omni pod on bucket list. So we'll save that thought. So I've been there, done that. And I'm just sort of slightly feeling like a different person now. It's March. For me, I've said this on many an occasion, November, December, January, and frankly, February can do one. I don't like them as months. And when they're over, I just feel such relief.
You see, I have an issue with March because it's suddenly, it's still the majority of the time, it's pants weather.
It's freezing.
Shit weather. Yeah. But also, I'm sort of, I'm a quarter of the way through the year.
Yeah, I know.
And that scares me.
I know. March, have a word with yourself.
Exactly, because I wish January and February away. And now I'm in, and so March can also knob off.
Well, it can either be a heat wave or you'd be knee deep in snow in March. There's no telling with March. It's a sneaky month.
I know. But we get lots of daffs.
Loads of daffs, loads of cheap spring flowers. And yeah, you just feel the old sap rising a bit, you know, because you know the best is now to come.
I know.
And I love it. I love that summery feeling.
But do you not think that these days, weather, it's like weather roulette?
Oh, I mean, it's bonkers. Absolutely bonkers.
Wasn't last year rubbish?
The summer was an absolute washout. And of course, it happened to be the summer that I was here for. I went nowhere apart from somewhere in June. And then it all went wrong for me with my eyes and this, that and the other. Oh, yeah. Cancelled holidays. So I'm hoping that I don't get a repeat of that, frankly. Yeah. And summer needs to absolutely have a word with itself.
Right.
So, right.
You can't segue, can you?
Well, we don't need to segue on this. So we've touched on this before a couple of weeks ago, but it's the Oscars at the weekend. And I know there's going to be even more commentary on this subject, Kat. So older women in the public eye criticised for how they choose to age. Mm-hmm. Either she's made no effort or what's she done to her face? So there are only two polar opposites, aren't there? There's the Julia Roberts on the one hand getting slagged off for wearing glasses and no makeup in a video that she did with her niece. And on the other side that we touched on the other week, Jen Aniston having a close-up at it was an advert actually she made with David Schwimmer for the Super Bowl where she was criticised for having too much filler. So riddle me what the right way is.
Well, what I found really interesting about the Jennifer Aniston thing is, obviously a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that I was loving the morning show, and I did put it on Instagram, and I put, you know, I love her hair, I love her wardrobe, and genuinely 95% of the responses were, yeah, love her clothes, but what the hell has she done to her face?
What, that many? Really?
Honestly, people... Or it was just, yeah, hair's great, but what she's done to her face, it's such a shame. I think she looks great. Now,
I think she looks great. I mean, you can tell from certain angles that she has had tweaks, shall we say. However, that's fine. As far as I'm concerned, that's fine. But then you get the other side of things, like Sarah Jessica Parker, who has had nothing done, and I don't think she has. No, I don't think she has. Or if she has, it's really very minimal, and it might have been many years ago. But she gets, she says she gets confused by the continuous conversations around women and aging, and her, and she in particular gets, you know, is under fire for not aging in the appropriate way, i.e. letting herself be too natural, I guess. And to the point where she, in an interview with Vogue, she says it almost feels as if people don't want us to be perfectly okay with where we are. as if they almost enjoy us being pained by who we are today, whether we choose to age naturally and not look perfect, or whether you do something if that makes you feel better. What am I going to do about it? Stop aging, disappear. She sums it up, doesn't she? Yeah. You can't win being a woman of a certain age.
What I think I find more frustrating is, why does anybody else care? Why is it anybody else's business? I'm not asking you, do you think I look great? I'm not wanting your opinion on this. I'm not wanting your judgment. Why do women constantly judge other women? And again, I'd be really interested to know if this is men doing it or women doing it.
Well, I would say in this sphere, it's woman on woman, because, yeah, you know, often the programs that these people appear in are beloved by women, and often women of that same age range, and also the, you know, interviews are going in women's magazines, the pictures and the images that they are posting are on social media that I would say mostly their women fans are following. So it's women debating women in this circumstance, I think.
Well, I think it comes back down to what we were talking about last week, actually, on the mini pod about women judging other women. And it's women making themselves feel better about their own choices by belittling somebody else.
But I find it interesting that it's so polarizing. So if you go grey and age, and you don't do anything, you for all intents and purposes age naturally, that's either very right or not right at all, depending on which movement is commenting. Because, you know, there's also the pro-age natural movement that also they might not judge women themselves, but you often get comments on their forums from women, yeah, who are judging women who don't, say, want to go grey and might want to have treatment. So it's often not the sentiment itself, it's the pylon that happens, yeah, because of the sentiment. And then you've got the opposite, haven't you, of people being criticized for having Botox and fillers and tweakments. So you very much can't win. What are you meant to do? What is the right answer?
Well, I think it's interesting because on one respect you could say, you know, that these women are in the public eye and then therefore they put themselves out there and it's open for discussion. But this, I fear that this conversation happens within groups of women who aren't in the public eye. I think, you know, friends judge friends on friends on friends. I don't think it's a conversation that happens specifically purely around women in the public eye. I think it's something that happens school gates, I don't know where it happens, you know, office boardroom, blah 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 blah, blah, wherever it might happen. I think these conversations are, and again, it comes back down to, why do people care?
I mean, you must be scrutinised now and then for everything, you know, whether it's your hair, your clothes.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
But, you know, it is, I suppose, if you're in the public eye, that's where you see it most, and that's maybe where other people seem to feel that it doesn't really matter what they say because that person isn't a real person. I don't know.
I think I know that I've had it, and bear in mind that I'm not particularly in the public eye at all, but I've had it levelled at me, the fact that, you know, you have an audience and therefore you have a voice and an influence, and you are not using your influence correctly if you are saying to other women, you should, the only way to do it is by having filler, the only way to do it is by dyeing your hair, the only way to do it is by, I don't know what else. I mean, all the other things I'm accused of doing, I don't really know.
Which you don't ever say.
No, I don't ever say it, but I don't think you need to say it. The fact that I do it, people will say, well, if you do it, other people will feel that they need to do it. You should be, you know, towing a broader party line. And, you know, that A, it's not acceptable. You don't need to do that. Why do you feel the need to do that? And also, there does unfortunately come the financial aspect that other women can't afford to do that. And so you're precluding them. But you're making them feel bad by not being able to do it because they can't afford to. And it's a really thorny subject. But again, it comes back down to what I choose to spend my money. And again, it's, you know, everybody has a different budget, whether that be you're able to drive a certain car, you're able to eat in certain restaurants, you're able to live in a certain location. Regardless, everything at the end of the day, life choices do come down to money. And I think it's very difficult to throw that in there, you know, so what everyone, I don't know. I mean, I can't afford to, I don't know, buy a brand new car, but I can afford to have Botox. So should I not ever speak to anybody who has a brand new car?
I love how Kate Moss once tackled that, and she basically said, I'm not a role model. And that's that.
I know, but to be fair, I think that the remit in which I have a responsibility, shall we say, you know, it is. I mean, I do influence, but what I would say is, if I influence in certain levels, if that's my job to work on an advertising platform and I advertise certain things, does it mean then that my entire life is up for scrutiny and that everything I do, I should be held accountable for? Some people will say yes. Some people will say yes, and there's no getting around that, apart from the fact that I don't necessarily think I do. Do I lie about having Botox or filler? Absolutely not. And I think that's the bigger issue for me. I feel comfortable having it. I don't have a lot of it. I pay for it, and I'm very honest about when I have it. I can't do more than that.
You can't do more than that. No, I can't exactly. Do more than that. No, it's interesting, isn't it? It's so polarizing, and I'm sure there'll be more of it when the Oscars are on TV on Sunday. So, but let's just put it out there. So, should women be judged for having anti-aging treatments? So that's a straightforward yes or no. Let us know. We'll put a poll up. And are women judged more than men for letting themselves go? Which we haven't discussed, but that's a whole other thing. I would say, yeah, absolutely 100%. Yeah. Absolutely judge more than men for letting themselves go.
What I will say is that there are, I mean, we'll do it another time, but I mean, I was watching Saturday Night Takeaway, you know, the other night, and Simon Cowell was on it, you know, and I had people around and we're all sat there, and there wasn't one of us that didn't sit and guffaw at the television and go, oh my God, what's he done to his face? And I did say, oh my God, this is, you know, but it was in the privacy of our own home. I would never go and write that somewhere.
Well, that's the difference. Oh my God, I say things to my friends or in the privacy of my own home. I would never say, you know, on a platform of social media. Of course we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a snigger at this and a guffaw at that, or, you know, what the hell's he wearing, or what, you know, all of that. Of course we do. But there's one thing, sort of saying that in the privacy of your own home, and then another thing to go and kind of splash it all over somebody's social media.
Well, I think also I wouldn't put it anywhere where they could read it, because I don't care how much you don't give a shit about what they think. I do, even if I don't know that person. I would hate to think they're total strange. I don't know. I just think there are certain things that you needn't say publicly. It's none of your business. Why would you want to share that? Why do you feel the need to tell somebody else that somebody else? I don't know.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
Although, to be fair, do you know what? That's really hypocritical of me, actually, because by that note, I have had people privately message me about Jennifer Aniston. They didn't do it publicly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know what? To that end, then, yeah, we've gone in full circle now. It's confusing because you try and do the right thing. That's what I find confusing. Personally, I don't care. If you want to judge me for having Botox and fillers, I don't give a shit. If you have it, I don't care. If you want to have grey hair, I don't care.
There seems to be a tipping point with fillers and treatments, though, doesn't there, to a point where that person no longer looks like themselves.
Well, we've spent about 20 minutes talking about it.
I know.
So,
okay, question. Which camp are you in, listeners? Age naturally, tweak, do what the hell you like.
Now, can I just say, Marianne's going to love this. It's coming up next. I've got the script here, okay? and it says fashion wins or winner. And I just remembered, I remembered that Marianne came round over and I said, what are we doing for the next fashion wins or winner? She went, oh, I don't know. And we forgot to put anything down. So this is now blank.
What are we going to do? Are we going to have to move on?
No, we've got to talk about something.
What can we talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
All day.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm doing a jeans clinic. Jeans.
Oh, jeans.
Well, we've done it before, but we can do it again because it's the gift.
Why are you doing a jeans clinic?
Well, because you've got one pair of jeans that you love and you can wear, yeah?
I've got them in two colorways.
There we go. This is
that's
nice.
All I need. I only need two pairs of jeans.
But imagine if you can't find this. See, those jeans that you've got don't work for me.
Oh, I know, I know.
This is what I'm saying. Your jeans that you've got don't work for me. So I have been on the start of my little jeans hunt. And even as someone who is, you know, I mean, it should be very theoretically easy for me to buy jeans.
Because you're tall and slim.
Yeah, absolutely not in a million years. Because not only, because you want them in a certain style as well. But what style do you want? There's just too many.
That's what I wanted to say. Do you think there are just too many styles of jean nowadays?
Well.
So that I'm like, you know, is it a carrot leg? Is it a high waist? Is it a crop? Is it a flat? I don't really know what I'm doing. And for somebody who doesn't really know what suits them, having more choice isn't making it better.
There is that. That is one thing for sure. On the plus side of that, though, if it was, let's say, the years ago when it was just a skinny jean, which is great if you love a skinny jean, but if you don't, you're buggered because that's all you can buy.
Yeah, I don't like a skinny
jean. So on the upside, there will be lots of permutations of a skinny jean to suit everybody, high waist, low waist, mid waist, you know, all everything you can find, different you know, colours, different washes, different fabric, you know, different textures of denim. Whereas now, the problem is there's a much wider variety, but within every variety, there's very little choice. So if you want a certain style, you go, right, I really want a horseshoe shape, which is basically... Well, a horseshoe is the new one for this year, so it's exaggerated. It's an exaggerated barrel, basically. So it's much hippier on the outside. Think of a horseshoe.
No, but I can just think of a U-shape when I think of a horseshoe.
Well, think about the other way around. So basically, your crotch is the top of the horseshoe. So at the hip, so it's baggier at the hip, so it gives you more of a cowboy.
That's not going to do anything for me.
It's not going to do. It doesn't do much for many people. Most people don't like a barrel either. But it doesn't matter. So it depends if that's what you want. The problem is that there are so many different varieties. Where do you start? And if you think, do you know what, I really want that style, they only do them in a high waist. You don't want a high waist, you want a mid waist, because the majority, so the younger generation, love a high waist. Whereas if you are past a certain age and you've got anything going on around the middle, okay, I'm going to say this and you are going to die.
Go on.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll just go, right, okay, just, gird your loins, Maz, gird your loins.
Go on, I'm girding them.
You get really gunty.
Oh, gunty, what a word.
But it sums up. So
I know what you mean.
It's you just get all the wrong stuff around the wrong area. Yeah. And you look like you've got that sort of weeble belly, and then you've got this guy. Oh, it's just not great. I would love a pair of massively old school 501s. Now, I'm on the mission. I would probably need to go into about 40 different.
A non-gunty jean.
No, 501s. So I want a vintage pair, but I'm going to have to go into 40 different shops, try on about 95 pairs of jeans. I want them in the right wash. I know exactly what I want. But not everybody does. And they don't make them. They don't.
Well, that's going to be hard then, isn't it?
Yes, it's a nightmare. So I'm saying. This is a whinge.
Should we ask what jean style would you love to see come back?
I've got it. I did it already.
Oh,
and I know.
Sorry.
We could do it again because you might get different answers.
All right then. Well,
but
let's
people
ask.
Want, they don't want a high rise. A high rise, if you've got any sort of stomach, is just
I
horrific.
Sometimes think that a high waist keeps your gun tin.
It does, but it's really hard to get. That's great if you've got sort of a high waist wide leg or a high waist skinny, you're going to wear something over it. If you've got a straight leg.
Yeah, true. It's not so flattering,
is it? It's really not flattering.
No.
Really not flattering. So, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And then leg lengths and what shoes do you wear with it? Honestly, it's a disaster.
Oh, wear a skirt, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Moving on to our meesome, threesome. You go first, Kat.
So what we've done this week, actually, is something a bit different. It's all a bit rogue this week, isn't it?
Yeah, rogue.
We were looking at it, and I just kept getting out things. And I was like, you've done that. And I said, I know, but I've done them this time last year because I love them so much. So what we've done, and on the back of this, we're going to do a mini pod. These are three of my Holy Grail beauty product.
Yeah, like that.
And so we're starting with, because as we record this, I am about to go off and find, fingers crossed, some sunshine. Oh my God, please. The Gatineau Gradual Glow Tan. It's called, here we go. How big is this thing, Marianne?
It's about a litre.
Golden Glow Gradual Tan by
Gatineau.
Is
that Gatineau. The same one you had last year?
Nope, it's another one.
Oh my God, you've gone through it, haven't you?
No, I've got the other ones at the other house.
Oh, okay. One in each house.
Yeah,
okay.
One in each house.
As you do.
I love this product so much. So I bought it, first of all, and I have worked with them since, just because I bought it, shouted about it, and then it did really well. So they said, would you come and work for us? So I've done quite a bit of work with Gatineau. It is amazing. Every single makeup artist that I know now uses this. I know that there are a number of celebrities that use this. I say, please don't tell anybody. It's the absolute, absolute best. It goes on so easily. You don't need to exfoliate. You can. Obviously, it's probably better if you do. I'm probably supposed to say that. Who cares? I don't. Shower, whack it on. No care or attention whatsoever. I mean, rub it in, but it doesn't streak. It doesn't smell. It doesn't come off on your sheets.
Nice.
And it fades really well.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is brilliant. You can also put it on your face. That's my Golden Glow Gradual Tan from Gatineau.
And Holy this is, Grail.
I think it's a litre. I mean, it's massive.
It is absolutely massive.
And I will take this on holiday with me next week.
You need to decant.
Work. Sorry, work.
Yeah, work, holiday. Yeah, exactly. So my three are kind of a reflection of me looking forward to the summer. The first being Brazilian bum bum cream. Just like saying that, Brazilian bum bum cream. And first spotted at John Lewis, but I know it's been going for a while. And what I love about
definitely
it.
Definitely Space NK as well.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with body creams anyway. Obsessed. I've always got about four or five on the go. What I like about this is, A, it smells of summer. It's very fruity. It's like orange. It's an orange colour.
I would say it's quite fragrant.
It's quite sweet and it's quite fruity. So I don't mind that. I mean, I would just sort of wear it as an everyday one, and then, you know, let it fade and you don't have to go out and wear a perfume. What I absolutely love about it is that it blends in so quickly. And you don't need a load. You don't need to kind of slap it on.
Oh, yeah, because it's expensive.
But you don't need that much.
Yeah.
And, oh, my Lord, it leaves your skin so, so soft. I think it contains guarana or something like that. I don't know why I said that. I don't really know what it is.
What's it contain?
Guarana.
What?
Anyway, it's meant to have a tightening effect on your skin, which I can't say I've massively noticed, but I have noticed how smooth like my legs and my arms are after using it.
A cream that would have a tightening effect on my skin would have to be some sort of miracle lotion.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, if they ever do Spanx for cream, we'd all be buying it, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh,
but anyway,
yeah.
I love it. Makes me very happy.
So my second one, this is actually something that you did.
Oh, yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
You heard it here first.
Do you know what? You did, actually. So this, it's really interesting. I did this and I spoke about it. And then Ren, who I have worked with in the past, actually said to me, do you want to try it? So I tried it and I loved it.
I know.
I I loved it so much. I did then do a campaign with them because I just said, it's the most extraordinary product I've used this year for a start. I mean, it is only March. But there aren't, I mean, I love most, I would never advertise a product that I didn't love and that didn't work. But there are lots that I use and there are lots that are very good. I do not work with a lot of people because I get sent products, doesn't work, don't like it, not interested in it. This, however, this cream, yes, I've worked with them. Yes, I love it. This I adore.
Amazing.
Use it every single day. I don't use them the right way. So I use it at night.
But this is say what it is.
It is. Sorry, it's REN. It's their ever, can I say it? Completely
lights
dark
are
in
out.
There. It's a restorative balm. It's their ever calm.
Overnight recovery balm. And I use it as like a mask, an overnight mask. But you use it in the day, don't you?
So I use it at night. I do use it at night. But I've also started using it in the day. I've got the heating on all the time. It's gone back to being freezing. I live near a river. And I do walk along the river. And it's like walking along
is
a wind
tunnel.
Is it called
the River Thames?
Oh, shut up.
It's a river. Live near a river.
What can I say? I live near the middle of London.
I live near a river.
Anyway, I walk along the river. And it's like, it's so windy. So it's great for lips. It's great for face. I put it on in the morning, let it sink in. And I just put my makeup on over it. And it's absolutely fabulous. It's a great base layer. My skin is that dewy.
I can't see because the lights are off, but yeah,
dewy. But also everybody knows I've got eczema around my eyes. I put this on at night and I think it's really helped.
Yeah,
I honestly it's do you know what the other thing it's done? Blotchiness.
It's really a fabulous little bit of kit.
It's amazing.
So I have bought a new sweatshirt.
Ooh!
Off your mate
who?
So I've got it. That one over there, pink Bon Vintage.
Oh, Ray.
By Ray. FWP by Ray. And I just saw it on a website and saw that it was new. Really well priced. And it just made me happy. It was a really nice shade of pink. And I got it.
She is a really, really old friend of mine and one of my really close friends. And I buy so much. I love her. They're all ethically made. They're beautiful. They wash really well. I cannot recommend them highly enough. I love her. She's brilliant. Please go and buy her tee. I like her t-shirts. I love her sweatshirts, but I love her t-shirts.
I love her t-shirts too. We've both got the same one, haven't we? Is it Sidecar? Sidekick.
Sidekick, yes.
Yeah,
I've got a new one, a Wonder Woman one, which is really cool for International Women's Day.
Can I see that one?
Yeah, where is it? It's here somewhere.
Oh, God, don't go off into your room. Oh, is it out?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Show me later. I can't see. Literally, it's like, I don't know, I should have had scripted in Braille because I can't see a goddamn thing.
Can you read Braille much?
She needs to, don't I, in here? She needs to put the light on. So the sweatshirt is very, very, very nice and very joy-making.
So this is my third Holy Grail product.
That's massive as well.
I know. Well, this is it. They're from QVC.
Oh, yeah.
I buy them both from QVC. Well, I bought my Gatineau one originally from QVC, and this is Philip Kingsley Elasticizer. Now, again, I know I've had this on before, but this is, I think, my third
Holy Grail.
It's massive. My third massive. I mean, how big is it? Is it
that has got to be another liter. Yeah, that's a liter. Elasticizer Therapies. Bluebell Wood Deep Conditioning Treatment.
I have used for years, and I know it works. I know if I don't use it, my hair is knackered. I have to use it before every single wash. And I love it so much.
Oh, and it's got a picture of bluebells and ladybirds and bees on it and everything. It's very nice.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not that bothered about the packaging.
I like packaging.
Do you?
I know I shouldn't.
Oh, I don't care.
I do. I
love it. Basically, it's a pre-wash treatment. And other people use Olaplex. It's a pre-wash. You put it before you wash it.
Do you?
Yes. Now you're done.
How does that work?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a bloody trichologist.
No, so you go into the shower and you put that on and then you shampoo and then you condition. No.
So what you do is you wet your hair beforehand, you put it on and you leave it for 20 minutes.
Oh.
And then you get in the shower. It's a pain in the ass. Oh. It involves planning. But considering I only wash my hair once a week, it's not so bad. And you wash it off. Shampoo twice and then put conditioner on. It is amazing. I've tried Olaplex. I've tried originally what was Smart Bond. It used to be called Smart Bond. I don't think anything is as good as the Elasticizer. I've also tried the shampoos and conditioners, which I don't love.
okay.
But the Elasticizer is amazing. And you can buy the massive, massive pack from QVC. In fact, this I can feel. Can you feel it? Top level. Felix, it's running out.
Yeah. You need a new one. But that must have lasted you about 2 years.
Well, I think I might have had another one. I think it might have been borrowed by a friend of mine.
Okay. Right. So my last one, and can you see what I'm doing here, Kat? I've chipped a bit of it away because I didn't want to bring a whole candle with me to your flat. So I've chipped a bit off so you can smell it and put it in a bit of cling film.
This is the most random thing she's ever done.
I know, but I really didn't want to carry it because we're going out later. So I'm burning my new favourite White Company candle. It takes some doing for me to have a new favourite because I love them all. It's called Santa Rosa and it's brand new. I went into the store the other week when I was hosting the talk there on sleep and I was like, hello, what's this?
That.
And I bought it as soon as the talk had finished. I went over, bought it, and I've been burning it. Smell that. However, I have smashed it.
What?
I got it home and put it on the kitchen counter too hard. Don't know how. Well, it fell. It fell out of my hand. And I thought, ooh. And I broke the glass. But instead of throwing it away, which I should have because it shattered into a million pieces, I picked every bit off it and I've just bobbed it on a saucer.
Right, you know what's going to happen.
And it already has. It looks like a monstrosity.
Is it like Where's Miss Havisham?
Yeah, totally. But I couldn't throw that. Smell that.
That.
It's. I think it's their best ever candle. And that's saying something.
I actually think that is one of the nicest fragrances I have ever. Do they do that in a perfume? Of course they don't.
I'm not sure. Apparently they've already sold out and had to restock. It's been that popular in the first couple of weeks of sale. It contains tuberose and jasmine. So we're thinking, you know, the heat of California or Italy. It's meant to kind of evoke that kind of summer, beautiful smell of a gorgeous, warm country.
Oh, my Lord. That just smells.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Of the woman I want to be.
Me too. So I'm all over that. And I'm going to
believe you didn't take the piss out of me for that.
What? I'm with you. I'm with you all the way.
It's so beautiful. It smells like the most elegant, beautiful. Just
it smells like a chic Italian, I don't know, artist or fashionista. Like
someone who's got their shit together.
Someone expensive and understated.
Yeah. I don't want to be expensive. I just want to have my shit together.
Oh, it's gorgeous, that. You can have that little bit in the cling film if you like.
Oh, my God.
Buy one. You've got to go and get one.
Thanks, Maz.
I'm going to get another because an excuse because mine's shattered.
Oh, can you buy me one? I'll pay you.
All right, pay you back.
What am I supposed to do with that?
You can smell it.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Well,
I'm going to take it somewhere, see if I can get a perfume made.
That's a good idea.
I don't know where.
Well, they might do them in. I honestly don't know. They might have a fragrance.
Do you know what they might have that I've done before in the past? Not intentionally. A room spray that.
Oh, they'll have something that like I end that, up I'm wearing. Sure. Yeah, you end up wearing it on your body.
Yeah. And I've got a rash cap.
It's absolutely beautiful. So let's put the question out there. This isn't a holy grail because it's new on the market, but yours were holy grails and mine were like summer sunshiny feel good purchases. So what are your beauty holy grails? And we'll do a whole mini pod on them.
I think we absolutely will have a mini. What's yours? Think about it. Don't tell me now.
I will. Oh, I'll think about it. But I have got a few that I literally cannot. You know, once they're gone, I have to immediately get a new one. I cannot live without them or try a different type or a brand. I can think of two already, but I'll save them.
Ooh.
I'm going to save. Okay. It's a wrap, folks. Thank you as ever for listening to Being There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
And remember that to take part in our polls and mini pod questions, you need to follow us on Insta at Got the Podcast. Have a great weekend.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye. Bye.